So I'm Giovanna. So I've been here for a little bit more than 2 years now.
I'm Rita Lima. I'm here about 10 years, almost, yeah. And I'm a graphic design. I live first in Dublin and come for study English. And then I got married and they come for love as well.
And yourself, Giovanna?
So I came here because my dad decided to move here to Ireland first. He first lived in Dublin, but in Brazil we use it to live in a very small city. So we prefer like this kind of countryside, not very, very busy. So he had a friend actually that was moving to Waterford at the time that said to him, you can come with him, with me, and we'll see how it goes and if you like the city. And he actually felt amazed from Waterford. So when I came here a year after, I came straight to Waterford.
And how big is the Brazilian community in Waterford? And how does Waterford compare to other Brazilian communities within Ireland?
I actually think that Gort is the one that has the biggest community here, even more than Dublin. But it is actually very big. Lots of people come from Brazil here, especially to Waterford, because of the meat houses, like Dalmeats, because they have this knowledge about cutting the meat, all this part. So they can have a work visa and come to work here through those meat houses. So that's why part of the community is very big, and there are people that come with their families. Usually the father comes first and then the mother and the kids all together. So it's a fairly big community at the moment, yeah.
We have heard traditionally in Ireland about Brazilians coming to work in meat factories, as you mentioned, but even with your own examples, it's clear to see that now Brazilians are also working in other occupations in Ireland. So it's diversifying.
It is, yeah. No, absolutely. I think that this was one way to come, but other people come as well as exchange students. Other people sometimes, like myself, I have a double citizenship. So I have an Italian passport that gives me permission to be here and to work as well without a visa, you know. So there are lots of people that come here in different ways. This, in my case, lots of people do have a second citizenship that is an Italian one that lots of Brazilians have because the Italian people went to Brazil after the war. So that's why we can get this double citizenship. So that is another way that Brazilians use it to come here to Ireland and then work in lots of other kind of jobs beside the meat factories, yeah.
And then, Rita, looking at the Brazilians in Waterford, I understand you have a group that comes together collectively of Brazilians who are living in Waterford. Tell me a little bit about that group and what you do.
Yeah, we started last year the Brasilia community together with the Waterford New Community Network. We try really work together all the time. And then we try now deal with like how live is here, like make like workshops, like drive license, medical card, how apply, because we challenge with that as well. When you come here, we need to make everything like new rules, new language, how working, don't know the places. For helps the Brazilian community as well. You want to do this Brazilian day here together with the Brazilian bus. Come over here 11th of May, where can all the Brazilian can make your documentations, birth certificate for your kids, like organize your PPS number, all these things.
So the embassy will come to Waterford?
Yeah, the first time.
For the first time this May.
Yeah, and then going to do that for us. We in the together want to that make like Brazilian day for everyone. Going to be really welcome to go make like samba, Brazilian foods, all the tradition going to be there.
Very nice. And I know you have already participated in a lot of local events such as Waterford Harvest Festival, St. Patrick's Day Parade.
I think it was really cool. We really wish be there with, for us, it was a really important day as well. I think the same like Irish one. We just feel really happy to be there.
I think like it's nice because we feel part of the community, exactly. Part of the society. Because as Rita was saying, we come here and we need to born again and start everything from scratch. So lots of Brazilians don't even speak English. They don't know because in Brazil it's not like we speak Portuguese, you know. So they have to start everything from scratch and start to live a new life, know where to buy stuff, how do I do, and all these things with the documentation as well. It's very hard, especially when you don't have, when you don't speak English. So that's why we're trying to get this facilitate for the Brazilians and get like workshops and help them to tell, okay, when you come here, that's what you need to do in order to get your basics, you know, like your PPS, your medical card, what are your rights, what you can apply for. I think that's what the main thing we're looking to now.
Mm. And I understand as a group, you're also campaigning for other issues, such as the need for a direct flight linking Ireland and Brazil. Why is that important?
I'm going to say quickly one for the price. Because, yeah, absolutely really expensive the tickets. And time as well, no?
Yeah, I think so, because if we say, oh, I'm going to Brazil, you can expect a 48-hour trip. Usually you go from here to Portugal. There is always a connection of like 9 hours, 12 hours in Portugal. Then you get to your place in Brazil, and usually it's not, sometimes if you don't live like in São Paulo or in Rio, that are where they have the main airport, you still have to get another flight to your city or go by car. So it is a really, really long trip. That is very exhausting. So if we had a direct flight, it would be way much better. And definitely the price and the tariffs would be more fair, I believe. Yeah.
And given Brazil's popularity as a tourism destination, a direct flight from Ireland would obviously present a lot of opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I think it would be great if Irish people were going to Brazil. They would love it because the weather is lovely. I feel that you guys love the nature. Most of you are always around the nature, and Brazil is just so rich with their nature. So I really believe it would be amazing, yeah.
Mm. And tell me a little bit more then about the diversity of Brazil, because when we think of Brazil, we often think of beaches, rainforests, but there are also major cities, mountains. It's a very diverse country, isn't it?
Yeah, my city, yeah, like a mountain. It's too cold in the winter. I was the same jumper that you see here in Brazil, in Ireland. I bring to Brazil too. And then, yeah, my country is really cold in the winter, just winter time.
It is actually so big. It's like the size of a continent, basically. So we do have mainly five separations of Brazil, like southeast, north, northeast, central. And each part is very different from, like, for on the south is colder. And you can have like even snow sometimes, but on the north is like 24/7 summer, and it's very warm. Beside that, we do have the mountains, we have the beaches. I'd say that in Brazil, you can have basically everything depending on where you're going. We have our countryside that is very, very large as well.
And in recent years, Brazil hosted very high profile events, the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympic Games in 2016. Has that helped raise the profile of Brazil to a global audience?
I believe so. Yeah, no, absolutely. Because sometimes there are lots of people that wouldn't think about visiting Brazil, I think. And then with those big events, it brought lots of people, and they were very amazed with the place, and they actually enjoyed a lot. So I think our tourism jumped off after that as well. It was very, very good.
Mm. And comparing the two countries, Rita, what would you say are the differences or the similarities between Ireland and Brazil?
The weather, yeah. And then I could say it's not different, but something really is mean a lot for Brazil, I think. Irish people is really friendly, you know, it's like the same like Brasilia, when you really feel welcome here. Até about the be black, I think before it could be a problem to be here. I'm not feel like, you know, like sometimes we have more problems in Brazil than really here, you know. Yeah, really, really like that point as well.
I think we actually have more similarities than difference because of that. I do think the weather was a great point because it is very different. And I think we do have a lot of similarities as well, that both countries are very friendly people. We're very happy with a pint, yeah. Basically. But yeah, no, I think it is. And I think what Rita said was very well said about how we actually feel very, very welcome here. And I think a big fear that people have when they come here as Brazilian, if they don't have English or if they kind of like have an accent, because we all do have an accent. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, are people going to try to understand me? Am I going to have so much trouble? And I really feel that Irish people don't really discriminate. They actually really appreciate your effort for being here, from moving from your home country, for being here, for trying to speak. They really put the effort to try to understand you, even if you're not saying every single word correctly. So it's very, very nice living here, yeah. If you go out now to a pub, you will make friends very easily. You'll be having the crack with everyone, you know. So it is very, very nice. And it's nice as well that not here in Waterford, because it's a small city, but in Dublin, we do have all our Brazilian artists with our local music do come to Dublin every year. Brazilian comedians come to Ireland every year, and they're always like, the places are always packed. So we can still have a little bit of our culture here because the artists do come here as well.
And then that's who we want to try, that Brasilia community here in Waterford. One day, maybe somebody come here as well in Waterford.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's your aim, to try and further establish the Brazilian community in Waterford, yeah, and to attract more visitors,
yeah,
and to promote what's happening here locally.
Absolutely, yeah.
The very best of luck with all your efforts in promoting Waterford and welcoming more Brazilians to the area. And thank you very much, Rita and Giovanna.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.